Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of Show and Vern. I am Ron the Show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. And that is the very handsome, and ladies, he's single with those dimples, Steve Serta.
Thought you were going to say saucy.
Producing this bad boy. Had a really good first hour. Radio.com app is there and available for you. 610sports.com. Check out the on-demand page. Go to Show and Vern and get that first app. In layman's terms, go to Show and Vern. You can get that first hour. Coming up in about 5 minutes, A. Rodgers, possibly LeBron or Jordan. Ooh, a little nasty there. So this is something that is really frustrating me a bit that I'm pulling my hair. And this is one I will admit that I am probably gravitating to people who are just disagreeing with me because I think it is probably down the middle or maybe even more in my favor. Especially being where we was yesterday. But now, Vern, Serta, who I believe is acting, and Bill Moss was here, Therese went there, and then I heard Fanning yesterday on the drive, and you know, just like, hey, it's been a sentiment. You know, either one, Andy Reid does not care about defense, or two,
oh my God,
Andy Reid doesn't know defense. And Andy Reid's not a defensive coach, and Andy Reid is a – and if that is the case, which I think is asinine and I think is ridiculous, then maybe I am overvaluing and maybe we are overvaluing what Andy Reid is. I, Vern, believe Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach. Now, I understand how Hall of Fame coaches get in. Generally, they have to win Super Bowls because there are only four who haven't, and at least two of them have made it to four Super Bowls. Like, I think he has to win one, but even in that, I think he is probably the second-best coach in football. I think he is a Hall of Fame coach, and if he wins a championship, it'll be definite. The amount of wins he has, I think that is what Andy Reid is. But if this is true, what people are saying, and these are people that I trust, and these are people that I respect, trust is strong, but these are people that I respect, their opinions. Saying that he doesn't know defense, then he's not a Hall of Fame coach. If Andy Reid is not someone who can watch defenses and figure out in a great way, in a Hall of Fame, like a Hall of Fame coach, what defenses are trying or offenses are trying to do to defenses and defensive play, then he's not a Hall of Fame coach. And I disagree because I believe he is.
You're just so petty.
How is that? How am I being petty? I mean, I'm just telling you. I'm listening to people. I was listening to Therese yesterday tell me he's not a defensive guy. He doesn't know defense. There's nothing that he could do. Or Brad, he doesn't know defense. He's not a defensive. Like, if that is the case,
but
if
God
that is the
bless
case,
it. No, can you God step bless back it. And if you that, know you know
step where, back to what? If that is the
where
case,
does
he's
this
not
all
a Hall
stem
of Fame
from?
Coach.
Where does this all stem
he's
from?
He's not a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh,
then.
My God.
It's not if that's the case, he's not a Hall of Fame coach.
Where does it all stem from? It stems from you being upset that Andy isn't on the edge of the sideline watching everything. I need my attention to constantly be on the field.
But I'm even
he's stuck by Bob, and ever since the passing of Jim Johnson, he's been searching
rest
for a
peace.
Real defensive coordinator.
But I'm not even going to the part of him on the sideline.
But that's where it starts.
But what I'm saying is you're telling me, though, that he doesn't know defense. There are people out here who I respect telling me he doesn't know defense. Then I don't think he's a Hall of Fame head coach if he doesn't know defense. A Hall of Fame head coach is the best that we have. It's the best. There's only 18 of them in there.
Show. Are you or are you not taking it a little too seriously when someone says he doesn't know defense?
How should I take it?
Do you honestly believe that this man who's been in coaching for 20 years and around football for his entire life doesn't know defense?
God, no. So why are people saying it? Why are people saying the reason why he shouldn't be?
Because you start these ridiculous conversations about whether or not Andy Reid needs to have his eyes on and his body near the field at all times.
Yes, that is ridiculous, I guess, to want my head coach to be the head coach. Sean McVay doesn't care about defense. Okay.
He's got Wade Phillips.
He's got Wade Phillips. I bet you he does care about defense. I bet you he does.
Okay, but yes, like, I do. I agree with you. Of course he cares about defense.
But then don't say he doesn't know defense and don't say stuff like, well, what could he do to help? He's a Hall of Fame coach, right?
And he does throughout the week. What is he going to do on that final drive, Tom Brady going up against whoever the hell the Chiefs trotted out there in the secondary? What is Andy going to do? What could have been done to stop 12 with this ragtag group of nobodies? What's he going to do? He's not going to do anything. Go sit down next to Pat and make sure the kid's ready.
Yeah, you don't believe that. That's silliness. He is the smartest offensive mind. He is an offensive mind who knows. I don't even want to get into that part of it because I've said that before. That he's an offensive mind who knows what offenses are trying to do to defenses. But what I'm saying is don't sit here and say that he doesn't know defense. Because if he doesn't know defense, then he's not a Hall of Fame coach. And if the reason why he doesn't participate on defense, then just say, all right, then he's not as good as we think. Then he's an offensive guy, an offensive coordinator. The great Hall of Fame coaches are coaches that know it all. And I believe Andy Reid falls into that. But don't come tell me, oh, yeah, he doesn't know defense. He doesn't know defense. That's silly. You could say I'm reaching. Fine. I think people are reaching saying that Andy Reid doesn't know defense. He does.
Here they come. Rodgers looking. Throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Yes!
Devontae Adams! Left corner of the end zone from Aaron Rodgers! 16-yard touchdown pass. They beat Greg Maben. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but this was an important game for us. I'd never like to use the term must-win, but it was an important one.
That's what I like to call a season-saving win. Aaron Rodgers, sitting at home Sunday night, everybody's talking about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, the playoff atmosphere, what an incredible game it was, and Aaron Rodgers says, hang on, I'm on one leg. I can still do this. I'm going to remind everyone why I am the best quarterback in football, not the 23-year-old Patrick Mahomes or the Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't.
It's amazing.
I don't think that, and Aaron Rodgers to me is the most talented quarterback in the game. But I don't think that he has that. I don't think he has the Tom Brady psychoticness to where he gets such a chip on his shoulder that he sits around and will watch a game and then say, I've got to pick it up. That's like some Jordan stuff. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers is more in the range of LeBron. Like, I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers didn't even watch the game. Like, I'd be more inclined to think that he and Danica was out for dinner rather than him sitting back and watching that. I don't at all believe that he sits around like Brady or Jordan or Kobe, says, God, like Kobe, I can see Kobe right now. God, Tim Duncan did that last night. I've got to put up 46. LeBron did this last night. I don't think I don't think Aaron does it. I think Aaron wants to be the best, but I don't think he sits around and watch. He seems to be much more like a LeBron to me.
I think he was watching, but LeBron was watching Sunday night. He tweeted about it after the game. Great game between the Chiefs and the Patriots. LeBron's a real person. And he lets his personality, his beliefs, his positive and negative traits, he wears them all on his sleeve while being the Muhammad Ali of our generation. I think Aaron Rodgers, you're right, is similar to LeBron in that he's a real person. Again, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, those guys are nuts. They do, you know, their family has to put up with some stuff because of how psycho the both of them, all three of them, can be about their professions. Aaron Rodgers, LeBron James, I believe, have the ability to turn it off. My interactions outside of Lambeau Field with Aaron Rodgers have always reflected a guy that can turn it off. I've never had any with LeBron, but I would imagine he is a guy that when he's looking at you and talking to you, it seems like you're having a conversation with a real person. Michael Jordan, while an athlete, Tom Brady currently, I feel like it would be the same kind of conversation you would have with Tom Cruise, where you're like, man, what's going on behind your eyes right now? You are somewhere else, and honestly, it's kind of unnerving. You're a little out there, and it's kind of unnerving. LeBron, Aaron Rodgers, I'm with you. Real people.
I disagree. Like, he was not sitting there stewing. Like, I don't think he gets motivation from, you know what, I'll show you, you sons of bitches. You think that Patrick Mahomes, whenever the Chiefs play Mahomes, yeah. The Packers play Mahomes, and the stories will be like they were with Roger, like they were with Brady, I don't think that pushes him in a way that,
no.
Like we talked about Sunday, man, Brady's going to come in here pissed, and you'll see it early. Yeah. I don't think he's motivated by stuff like that.
I find it hard to believe that he doesn't look at the weapons that Tom Brady has, the weapons that Patrick Mahomes have, the coaches that they have, and sits back and says, I'm on one leg and I got Mike McCarthy, who can't even decide which running back is more talented on our team when we all know it's Aaron Jones.
But what is that hell? What the hell does that have to do with
he's
being
going out
motivated
there
to show
with
them what?
Less talent, poor coaching on one leg, and still lighting it up to prove that he's better than anybody else.
LeBron and Aaron Rodgers don't feel as if they have to prove anything to anyone. They're comfortable with their legacy.
Sir, I'm not kidding. Do you know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Because what you just said absolutely is a completely different conversation than what we're having. Like what you said, you kicked it off. This was you. He was motivated by watching what happened on Sunday night. And your comeback was, he has to look at them and look at the weapons they have. What does that have to do with motivating?
I just wanted to get off my Green Bay Packers takes and Mike McCarthy sucks.
All right. So we just wasted this.
Yeah, basically. Live and learn.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.